You know, if you're not careful, I might start to think you might really love me or something. Well, at least more than you say you do.
Well, where'd you get that idea?
Hush. I'm being serious, though. Well... only because... What other logical reason would you have to tolerate me when I insist on having a black Christmas tree? Yes. And all the red decorations. Look, I know that you say you don't really care what I pick, but I did see the look on your face when I took the tree out of the box. Yes, I do in fact realize that it's not Halloween, but if anything... This is a perfect example of trust the process. Yes, trust the process, because when we're all done decorating, you are going to see that this idea was actually perfect. Well, okay, just hear me out, okay? So this is our third Christmas together, correct? Okay, but this is only our first one where we are actually celebrating together as a couple. I mean, we just moved in, so you get me for the whole season. And, you know, you got glimpses of it all before, but you haven't really seen anything yet. Anyway, so last year, we spent a lot of time watching Christmas movies, mostly in the dark. So when it came time to figuring out what I wanted to do in the living room, I got this idea. My ideas. Okay, well, just imagine that, like, it's snowing outside, and we're just sitting in the living room watching movies, as we do. Okay, so, instead of being in the dark this time, it'll be filled with red lights and just coziness. Like, we'll still probably be in the dark, but it'll be more festive and comfier this year. And, like, the lights will be lit all around the room while we cuddle and we just enjoy the warmth. It does sound nice, doesn't it? And then the black tree is just, it's something I've always wanted. And technically, I did ask for your opinion, and you said to get whatever I wanted. Yes, you did in fact say that. And you know how I can be, and you still chose to set me loose in the store. I mean, it was like Halloween all over again. Oh, you heard that? No, you heard correctly. So yeah, they would be all around the room. I thought maybe we could string the lights up around the ceiling and maybe around the windows? Well, maybe. I mean, I would appreciate it if you were the one to hang them up. Are you sure? Thank you. I love you. Also, you know, if you're not a fan of the black tree, we can always pull the gray one out of the shed. You know, the one you helped me set up last year. Because this isn't just my Christmas, it's yours too. Well, it's ours. Of course the tree makes me happy, but I am asking about you. I do care about your opinion, and I certainly don't want to steamroll you, you know? You promise you're good with it? Really? Because I don't mind if you want to change it, because the red will look just as good, I promise. As long as you're sure. One more. I love you. You know, have I ever told you that one of the best things about living with you is that I get to hear you call me baby more often? Like, it really makes me happy. See? I even have the big cheesy smile to prove it. See me happy makes you happy. Well, just you wait until we are actually putting the ornaments on, because let me tell you, I am really happy doing this with you, and I like that, you know, I don't need a step stool anymore. And then the Christmas music just makes it even better. Well, me being cute is highly debatable, but I will take your word for it. We'll see how you feel about all this when I'm singing along to Christmas music every single morning. You like hearing me sing? What, even when I sound absolutely demented half the time? Always, huh? You know, between the tree and everything else, I do think this might be my favorite Christmas because you are making it so much better. Yes, you definitely are, without a doubt. Like, I enjoy Christmas, but I am more excited than usual, and I'm pretty sure you were the reason why. Ooh, turn it up. Come on, you have to sing with me. Oh, come on. Either way, both parts are gonna be sung. I mean, do you really want to see me attempt such a mess? I'll do it. I will. It does not sound entertaining. Come on. Please. I like it more when you sing along with me. Well, boo. Fine. I'm hitting play again, and I'm singing either way. So, like, at least consider it, okay? Please? Maybe. I really can't stay, baby, it's cold outside. I've gotta go away, baby, it's cold outside. This evening has been hoping that you'd drop in so very nice. My mother will start to worry. You're singing. My father will be pacing the floor. So really, I'd better scurry. Well, maybe just a half a drink more. The neighbors might think. Say, what's in this drink? I wish I knew how to break the spell. I ought to say no, 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 sir. At least I'm gonna say that I tried. I really can't stay. Baby, it's cold outside. See? This is exactly why I insist that you sing along with me. I mean, you go and you say you don't like to sing, but then when you do, with me, I might add, you get this big goofy grin on your face, and it's just one of my favorite things to see. Well, because that grin tells me that you're having fun and you're enjoying what's happening because you're not overthinking, you're just doing what you want. And you light up with that smile. Plus, I just love that you feel comfortable singing with me because I know you aren't like that with just anyone. Oh my goodness, you are just so gosh darn cute! Yes. Yes, gosh darn cute. Seriously, I love your face. I love when you smile like that. It just makes my heart so happy. I am adorable, aren't I? Oh my gosh, I just remembered. Just you wait until you see the Christmas jammies I got. Yes. Yes, I did. And you can't stop me from dorking out because I got you some nice pajama pants as well. Yes, they are flannel because I know you love those in the winter. So, of course, I went hunting. It came out again. Stupid accent. It went hunting for some in the store because if I somehow convince you to match with me, the least I can do is make sure you want to wear them. I love you too. You know what? I think it's time for hot chocolate. Yes, because I know that you love my hot chocolate, so I may have picked up all the necessary items. Yes, including mini marshmallows, because what's the point if I didn't get them? So, while I go and do that, do you mind unboxing all the ornaments and various other tree decorating items? It was not a trap. A scheme, maybe, but your efforts will be rewarded with warm chocolatey goodness. Here, I will even throw in another kiss. I love when you squeeze me in your arms like that. Okay, everything is in the shopping bag, so I will be in the kitchen. Maybe singing Christmas music, depends on my mood. Yes, that is a yes. And you'll even be able to see me dancing along, because unfortunately, nothing can hide my atrocious dancing abilities. By the way, I got an extra item for the hot chocolate, and I think you will approve. So, see, this is why I was starting to get the burner hot while we were putting the tree together. And you didn't even consider this is what it might be for. Well, aren't you silly? Yes, I'm already making a mess. Ignore it. You know, I cannot believe that you'd never had homemade hot chocolate before you met me. Okay, the package mix, it is a crime against humanity. Well, at least once you've had homemade, because I used to look forward to when my mom would make that stuff all the time, and then I decided to try homemade, and my life was changed forever. Yes, forever. And I love that it changed your life, too. So what if I'm a dork? You're the one who loves this drink, and you love the dork who makes it for you. How are the ornaments going? I haven't heard you curse yet. You know, the usual shit. Fuck. Damn it. You mutter it, but it's still, I can completely hear it. Well, it's easier than expected. That is good. Okay? That's good. Oh no is correct, because you know I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Yep. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe. This is a severely underrated Christmas song. Ooh, like the hippopotamus song. Wait, what do you mean, what? You have to know that song. Everybody knows that song. What do you mean, which one? There is only one hippopotamus Christmas song that I'm aware of. Do you really not know? You know the... I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only want hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. That line was awful, but I tried. Wait. No, yes, fine. I said rhinoceroses? Yes, because I know that's not what's said in the song, but I have always said it that way since I was a kid. I don't know why, because I can say rhinoceroses, yes, rhinoceroses. Rhinoceroses, right? Right, yeah. But anyway, whenever I'm having a thought process, just ignore it. But I always say rhinoceros, right? Why can I not say it? Can I? No, rhinoceroses. Okay, rhinoceroses. What? No, rhinoceroses. I swear I could. You know what? That is a problem for another day. No, we're not dealing with that. Wait, you know the song? You butthead, I knew that you knew it. Don't you dare laugh at me. That better be a loving laugh, because your face says otherwise. It is. I don't know, that sounds really suspicious. I sounded like a lunatic, did I not? Oh no, I think I forgot the vanilla extract. I'm just joking. And yeah. Mix that. And then the brown sugar, and we are good to go. Did you move my whisk? No, you know my whisk. Mine. I use it. You don't. It's my whisk. It's pink. It's mine. You have your boring, regular one. This is my... Oh, never mind. I found it. I put it on the wrong place. Yes. Time to whisk away. Yes, I am having fun in here. I am dancing while I whisk. What's not fun about that? You having fun? No? Well, just remember, it is all for the chocolate. Okay, ignore the sound that I'm about to make. I promise it is nothing. That was loud. No, don't worry. Don't worry. That was nothing. It was just, it was my new secret ingredient. I didn't think it would be that loud. I mean, it's a little violent, but it adds to the excitement. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Oh my gosh, that is what we need. We need one of those singing animals that specifically sings this song. Like, what was it? What was it? What was it? I'm snapping my fingers, I think, but I don't look insane. Shush, I'm thinking. I'm having a thought. Or I'm trying to have a thought. What is it? Oh, like the polar bear with the scarf and the Santa hat. I think it was a Santa hat. But it was a polar bear, I swear. And he just sings, have a holly jolly. I swear I'm losing my mind. I don't know why I'm so giddy and happy. But anyway, don't look at me like that. I'm not insane. I'm not making this up. It's a real thing. Excuse you. Don't whatever you say, dear me. That's just mean. I mean, it's cute when I say it, but come on. I'm not cute. No, I didn't just stomp my foot. You just heard me banging away again. I'm gonna go back to making hot chocolate now. No. Stop making fun of me. I'm having fun. Let me have fun. Yes, I am having fun. See, I'm gonna prove I'm having fun. I'm gonna sing and that shows I'm having fun. So, sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in winter wonderland. Hmm? What? No. You know what? Maybe I am using the whisk as a microphone and I'm not really thinking it through because I'm dripping hot chocolate mix all over me. What about it? You know what? I've seen you use a ladle as a microphone before, so shush. And just let me sing like the dork I am, okay? Hush. Stop it. Shush. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made walking in a winter wonderland. Ooh, did I tell you about the mugs? Yeah, I got new mugs too. What do you mean? Of course you did. Holiday themed mugs are a delight and we don't have enough. So I got you a mug that says, you ready? You ready? I got you a mug that says, this is my Baja mug. Do you get it? And then my new one says, don't get your tinsel in a tangle. I love it. I also may or may not have bought more mugs that might say, snow much fun and what the elf? No, never. I will never stop being so cute. Seriously though, I don't know why I'm so hyper. I think it's just because prepping for the Christmas tree is just one of my favorite activities and I'm excited and there's hot chocolate and it's just everything's going perfect today and I'm just so excited and happy. You know, I bet you were really surprised to find out that I enjoy Christmas this much, especially since I am ridiculously obsessed with Halloween. Actually, it's different each year, and sometimes, you know, when Halloween doesn't really feel like Halloween, I will enjoy Christmas a lot more. So, the music and the movies, and especially the lights. I love the lights. When we're driving at night, it just... I don't know, they make me so happy and it's just so lovely. Basically, I'm just clinging to it more this year than usual, so I do apologize in advance if I become really obnoxious about it. But, hey, I know that Christmas wasn't something that you really looked forward to growing up, so I do hope that you know how much I appreciate that you're at least pretending to enjoy this stuff. Because I'm really not trying to force it down your throat or anything, I promise. Yeah, I mean, it does help with my seasonal depression. It's just, it's like an instant boost of serotonin. I can't speak today. It's like rhinoceroses is all again. Wait, did I say it? Rhinoceroses. Yes, I said it. Ha! But it's like an instant boost of serotonin. And I don't know. I'd like to think that you'd enjoy Christmas at least a little bit more now. Yeah, honestly. What? Wait, you really look forward to it now? How do I know you're not just saying that to be nice? Hun. You're gonna make me cry. Honestly, that is something I've been really hoping for because I really did want to make Christmas feel the way it's supposed to feel, and I know you didn't look forward to it because you're family, and I completely understand it. I mean, you know that Christmas music felt like it wasn't even allowed in my home, so now I just enjoy it when I can, and especially this year, I just wanted to make you feel happy about this holiday because we're living together now, and we can enjoy it the way that we want to. I love you too. So much. Excuse me, but now I'm getting all smiley. Good. You seem smiley too. Even though you're wrestling with ornaments. Well, put the ornaments to the side because it is time to take a break. Okay. So it's still pretty warm, so make sure to blow on it. But ta-da! Yes, that is a candy cane sticking out of it. I also put some crushed candy cane in it as well because I remembered last year that when you have a lot of chocolate because you downed a bunch of my hot chocolate last year. So I remembered that you really liked something minty afterwards because it was really refreshing. So if you don't like it though, I do still have enough for more drinks. If you don't like this one, we can get you a new one. Yeah. I did do this just for you. I mean, I wanted to give you something nice. I really do want you to enjoy the holiday. So I am going to do everything I can to make you happy. I love you so much. Also, there's still mini marshmallows, whipped cream, shaved chocolate, and now candy canes. So it is a sugar attack in a delicious form. Good. I'm glad you love it. You deserve it. I like seeing how happy you look because of it, so it's a win-win. So, how about we pause and we have like a 15-minute hot chocolate break, and then we get back to the tree. Good. Now, go ahead. I see you chomping at the bit to drink it. Well, but damn this is bad or damn this is good. I think I can make this a regular thing. I'm so happy you like it. Okay, let me turn mine. Yes, I am tasting it. Shush. I'm testing the flavor. I've never had candy cane and hot chocolate together, so stop looking at me like that. No. Oh my gosh, you know what? This is pretty damn good. I have to agree with you. The way you eat marshmallows is so cute. Thank you for being you. All your little quirks and all the cute things you do. I love them so much. You know, the only thing missing now is snow. I know that there is plenty of time, but how perfect would that be? Maybe. Maybe it'll start snowing by the time you put the star on the tree. Yes, you. I have spent so long on the step stool, so it is your turn. Oh, you actually look really excited. See? Yes, this is gonna be good. This is a good day. Yes.
Yes. I love you too.